It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week to this banter and a little bit of grilling knowledge. But today we're going to talk a little bit about some harvest food. We got some guests, but I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's right, buddy. And see, you changed up your intro. You said good morning.
I know.
Instead of welcome.
Right. Yes, I did.
That artificial intelligence voice you use for welcome.
But well, there's competition now.
Oh, that's right. They're tracking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. And speaking of they're tracking you, I'm going to do a little support for a friend of ours. We have a sponsor called MyPillow, and I urge you to go onto their website. You can find them on thegrillingguys.com. I just went on and bought some new pillows.
Okay.
Because mine were old. Now, we bought my pillows like 10 years ago.
Oh.
And I remember when we ordered them, my wife said, which one do you want, this one or that one? I said, well, I want the softer one. You know, I don't need a great big pillow. I just want something. Well, now every night I get in bed and I've got her stiff one.
Great big one. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I just went on and bought some new ones. It's like, okay, we're not paupers. Let's just get some new MyPillows.
Yeah. And so they're not that expensive.
So I went to thegrillingguys.com. On the right-hand side, it says MyPillow. You click on it. It brings you to their site. And when it asks you for a code, you put in BBQ. Why I like sponsoring them is because they have been deplatformed like so many companies that these big, giant, I don't know if they're all AI or what, but Mike Lindell has supported President Trump and, of course, is verboten. So they have stripped him of tons of revenue. So he now sells direct. They kicked him out of Bed Bath & Beyond and all these stores just because these
guys— Well, they went bankrupt. There you go.
There's a reason for that. And you go woke and go broke.
Yep.
So I bought some new MyPillows, but I urge you to go on our site and support our sponsors because that's the only reason we can afford to have Conrad.
Right. I know. It is big money to have this kind of talent associated with us. Yeah.
Back up that bus.
Yeah. Right. Did that hurt, Conrad? Come on.
No, it's a fact.
I know.
We have to pay for this show.
Yeah.
We're not good enough to get it, you know, paid to do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, though, we've got a couple of our sponsors today that are beverage sponsors that we're going to talk about because there's every time the season changes, what you should be drinking changes too.
That's a little side benefit to us.
Yeah, right.
We do have some awesome food and beverages.
Yep.
We could use a new beef. Well, no, we got Sobe.
Right.
So what do we need? Chicken? I got Sobe.
Yeah, we got Sobe.
We could use a good vegetable guy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Sobe sells vegetables.
I have a place north of town. I keep telling you about where I go and get. So I went there the other day. It's north of Lowell on 91, and this guy is—he's just a cool. I think he's only on 20 or 40 acres, but he has a garden spot for his the small vegetables of, I'm going to say, 2 acres. That's a lot of land to take care of if you're trying to weed. But dude, this guy has green peppers that are the size of
a softball,
a cantaloupe,
yeah.
And they're so good. So I went and raided his stock the other day, and I'm good for a month now.
Yeah.
And then it's back to the supermarket for the whatever. Yeah, wherever they get those.
Last weekend, I went and did Michigan State tailgate. Despite the game, I know many of you are Michigan fans, and it was a blowout. It wasn't really even a game. But we had a lot of fun, and I took the pizza oven. But when you do that, you have to chop up a lot of vegetables. And I did. I did red onion, white onion, and I did bell peppers. I did jalapenos. So I get home, and of course, you know me, and when I prep, I make way too much because I don't ever want to run out. So I got home, and then we had a box of little cherry tomatoes, and I made homemade salsa, just fresh salsa.
Great.
Just all I had to do was go buy cilantro. I even had limes left over from the bar.
Perfect.
Right? So so I did this.
You had to bring the bar, too?
No, but I cleaned up everything, and they were a bag
all
of limes.
Hammered
right,
in the
bag
stadium.
Of limes were left over, and I was doing the cleanup. But anyway, long story short is I made some fresh salsa. It made me think of it when you said peppers because it was just fantastic. I made a big mixing bowl of everything that I had left, put it all together, and it turned out really good. And I don't do that very often, but it was the fresh vegetables that made all the difference.
Everything was
fresh right out of the garden. So it was really good.
I love making salsa. Now I'd have to confess that I did the same thing with that farmer dude a couple weeks ago and bought out his tomato stock.
Yeah.
And I made up a bunch of salsa and I canned it. And I think sometimes when you cook, your taste buds just get numb after a while. I'm just not really happy with it.
No,
it's canned. I have it.
Yep.
And I can open up a bottle and then affect it.
Yeah, right.
Know,
do
some
something
fresh
with it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But it's too mild for me.
Right. Well, imagine that.
And it's kind of bland.
If it's not burning your eyebrows, then you're not enjoying it. But you know, I put quite a little bit of tahine in it, and you got to be careful with that because it's got a salt component to it. But it also has some real nice citrus flavors and a little bit of bite, and that's what I use to.
Where'd you ever hear about that spice?
Well, you know, it's a Mexican spice that's very good, and from my Norwegian buddy who uses it.
It's a Finnish buddy,
yeah,
pal.
Right. No, it's
well,
close.
If you cross a Finn with a Swede, I guess you do get a Norwegian
right?
You?
Yeah. So
big heads. Viking background.
Yeah, right. That's really
it.
Tough to find a Stormy Cromer.
Rape and pillage.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
But they do that. Right. They do that.
So we've got some good guests coming up, but I thought, you know, rather than put a bunch of new recipes on the website and research all that, I was really busy this week and just didn't do the research I like to do. So I thought, well, let's go perusing through thegrillingguys.com. And let's just punch up the recipe tab. I think there's like 300 recipes on there. So I thought, let's recycle. I hit about page 6 or 7, and I found 3, bang, 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 that are perfect fall recipes.
Right.
And one of them came from my lovely daughter, Emily, and it's...
who, by the way, is a much better cook than you. But she just cooks different stuff.
Yeah. I love
you taught her. Though.
I love cooking with her.
Yeah,
and she does definitely. She gets very elaborate, but I love it when she comes because I get help.
Right,
or she gets help.
Well, and she enjoys being in the kitchen.
Yeah,
with you.
But then we get stuck doing all the dishes, and that's when she starts complaining.
Well, you know, it's kind of a yin and yang thing. Yeah.
It's a yin and yang. Pork carnitas. This is something she brought me into, and it's basically a pork butt that you marinate. Mexican style, and it's got in the marinade, it's got chili powder, kosher salt, ground black pepper, cumin, coriander, garlic, white pepper, cayenne, and then you make a mop sauce using some of that with a dark Mexican beer, orange juice, vinegar, oil, garlic, and a little bit of rub.
So let me ask you a couple questions about that. You stopped about 2/3 of the way down, and that was your marinade.
Yep.
So you're going to reserve part of that. You're not going to use it after you've marinated the pork.
Well,
you reserve part of it and then put the rest of the ingredients in there to make your mop sauce.
Kind of, but not really, because I have combined the mop sauce with the marinade because I like having that dark beer in the marinade and the orange juice.
Okay.
The big deal is having the orange juice in the marinade, too, because it's got a nice acid, and it gives you a profile mixed with the beer. I know it sounds weird. It's not like a tomato.
Well, there's a whole lot of people that drink, you know,
tomato juice
IPAs, IPAs with orange in them.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure.
Yeah, it's out there. So I have a question. The pork shoulder is a clod of meat,
yep.
Right? You're about 8-9 pounds.
Yep.
You're going to dice it up, cut it up, strip it up. What do you think you're
going to
do?
I'm going to cut it into fours. I'll quadrant
okay.
it because
okay.
you got to get the bone out of it
right.
to do a good marinade.
Yep.
And I'll marinate that for about 12 hours.
Okay.
And the reason I combine them is because I feel like that orange juice and vinegar is really nice for the marinade. But
sure.
Then you smoke them, and you can go on thegrillingguys.com and get the rest of the recipe.
Yeah. So one of the things we're going to do today is talk to a couple of our beverage sponsors. And the first one coming up is Fenn Valley Winery. If you're a fan of the show, you've heard us talk to these guys a lot. But we try to do this seasonally because the vineyard changes. Last time we talked to him, he was harvesting. This time he'll have some stuff that
he's squeezing.
Yeah, he's squeezing and bottling and all the other good stuff. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery. Brian is a master of matching wine with food, so I'm sure we're going to go down that road a bit as well. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.